views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we're coming to you live from both Livingston, Montana, and we're connecting to a very special individual who I'm very eager to interview and talk with, Frances Lucille, from across the arc of the globe to France. So for this next hour, we'll be experiencing, I hope for all of us, new clarity of consciousness, a certain heart openness and heart-centeredness as we explore leading-edge spiritual topics and practices. So on our Heart Center Talk Radio program, we are dialoguing with gifted mystics, teachers, artists, authors, and those who are at the leading edge of change across the world to help all of us to reach and hopefully experience an enlightened viewpoint on life. So, are you waiting for an event called enlightenment at the end of some spiritual process in your life? What does it really mean to be here now, to live in the present moment? My guest today is Frances Lucille, and we are very grateful to have him on our program. Welcome, Frances.
Thank you for having me.
So Frances teaches Advaita, and I'd like you to speak a little bit about that now and share with us your path and maybe how you found this Advaita teaching from the East and how it has impacted your life, Frances. Go ahead.
Well, it was a long time ago. I was in my late 20s, and I realized that everything I had done so far, which was basically to apply the recipes for happiness that I had inherited from my parents, meaning, you know, to have a good job, good education, to be married, to have children, a nice house, a nice car or two cars in the driveway, etc. That wasn't working. I should have known that earlier on, because it wasn't working for them either. You see, but you're young, you take the happiness recipes from your parents, right? And I reached a point in my life where I had fulfilled, you know, all the checklist, you know, good education, check, good work, check, married, yes. And I went through a divorce, I didn't have any longer custody of my child. I realized as a job I had worked so much to achieve, I was getting bored to death in it. And on top of that, I was sick. I had some viral hepatitis. So in the midst of this bitterness and hitting the bottom, one day, and I have to mention that I was raised by atheistic parents. They were Catholics. Their parents were Catholics, but they were atheists. And I went into science. So I was a materialist scientist, basically. But one afternoon I was sick at home and I hit the bottom. I cried and I said, God, if you exist, it's time for you to show up. And I was surprised that I would have said that. Well, you know, when you say such things, they tend to happen. Down the road, a few months later, I mean, I was no longer sick it was spring, it was a renewal of life. But I was still miserable. And I went to this bookstore in Paris in the Latin Quarter from a campus, and I was having trouble when I was in social circumstances, mostly with girls, you know, with women. And I wanted to resolve this problem. So I went to this bookstore, and in the psychology discipline, there was this book, and on the spine of which was the name Krishnamurti. So I picked this book, I don't know why. Then I began reading it, and I went to a bistro nearby, sat outside, and 3 hours later, I had read the book in one single shot like that. I went back to the bookstore and bought all the books by the same author. And from that moment on, I started really, I became so interested. It was the first book I had read philosophy for, but it was the first I read philosophy in my the course of my studies also. But it was the first time I was so deeply interested, and that's how it started my interest. At the time, I was designing missiles and other weapons for the French military. And so in my office, there was a safe. So in this safe, instead of among classified documents, books about Advaita, Vedanta, Buddhism, and non-duality started piling up. So I would close my door, and instead of reading these classified documents and working on them, I started meditating and reading these books. That's how it started.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, I believe that we all require a teacher, a mentor, a spiritual guide on our path. And obviously, you found Krishnamurti through his books. Can you share the next major event in your life where you discovered your ultimate teacher, Jean Klein, who did teach Advaita non-dualism?
Yes. You know, when you read these books, at the time there was no internet in France, in the middle of nowhere, in the south of France, testing the missiles. And there was no internet. I had no way to communicate with Krishnamurti. I could have written to his publisher in France, but who knows, you know. The guy had thousands and tens of thousands of followers. I would never have had a contact with him, at least that's what I thought. Anyway, but I was looking for someone that would lead that way, you know. So I had now I knew that such an enlightened way of living was possible, but I wanted to see firsthand what it looked like, what it felt like. So I wanted to meet someone that would live that way and that could teach me, you see, because through mere reading and thinking, I couldn't achieve what I wanted to.
That's great. Yes. Francis, we're going to be taking our first break in about 30 seconds. So when we come back, I'd like you to go into further depth of this process that occurred. And I'd just like to say to our listeners, I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're interviewing live from France, Francis Lucille. This is the Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank every Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 20 of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll have 4 principles it takes to have ease. Thank you so much.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. chair. Today I begin a new life, the observer's chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the intentional creation assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
So we are back, and I'm David Christopher Lewis, and this is Heart Center Talk Radio, and we're speaking today with Francis Lucille from France, southern France, and he is one of the leading teachers on Advaita non-dualism today. And just before the break, I asked him to share a little bit about his teacher and kind of the path that he walked as he started studying non-dualism. So go ahead, Francis.
Yes, so now I had become a full-time student of truth, and I was seeking a teacher who would impersonate that which I had read, not only in Krishnamurti, but also in the Zen, Buddhist, and in the Advaita literature. One day, so you know, it is said that when you are ready, the teacher comes to you, right? And one day, at the end of, I had attended a satsang by some Tibetan Lama. And at the end, one of the gentlemen from the audience came to me. He looked strange at the time. He had an earring. At the time, it was in the 70s. It was not common. And he had a strange haircut. He was like a hippie. And I was with my three-piece suit, you know, and my necktie there. And he comes to me and says to me, I know you. And we had never met. I said, I don't think. Nevertheless, we started, you know, making acquaintance. And one day, he comes to me and says, I've met your teacher. And his name is John Klein. And upon hearing his name, which was like John Doe to me, you know, I spoke fluently German, so it was like John Doe, John Klein. The name had nothing extraordinary, but nevertheless, upon hearing it, something strange, a strange feeling came to me. I kind of had this feeling that he was my teacher. So I met him, and after my first meeting with my thoughts were, I don't know whether he's a realized man, but what I know for certain is that I would like for him to be become my friend. And then a few months later, perhaps almost a year later, it was confirmed that he was my teacher.
Wonderful. So later, you had your own experience of awakening. And can you describe...
Actually, it happened, strangely enough, a few weeks after my first meeting.
Yes. And can you describe it a little bit? And you shared that every person's experience of enlightenment or awakening is different, and there's not one
exactly
exact way that it happens for everyone. Yet for you, what were the components of it? What was the process by which you now feel that allowed this mystical and divine experience of oneness to occur for you?
I think that there is something that gets transmitted through the presence, in the presence of the teacher, that is essential. It was, I think, the missing element in my case, and that's why it happened so shortly after this first encounter. I had been seeking for 2 years with the greatest intensity. I had changed jobs. I had let go of a promising career, you know, and I just took a job that was not involved with weapons any longer, that would give me the freedom to move and seek and to meditate. So I had made a lot of changes in my life, and I was seeking with a lot of intensity. However, something was missing. After, I think what was transmitted was this silence, this deep listening. And 2 weeks after, perhaps, I don't remember whether it was 2 weeks after, but it was after my second meeting with him. I was having a session of yoga, of meditation, with a friend of mine who was a disciple of Jean, who had been to India. And at the end of the meditation, he chanted the Gayatri Mantra. And that surprised me, that hearing the chanting. And I felt that the resistance in me that was preventing me, you know, from really hearing the beautiful chant. And I, instead of making the effort to overcome this resistance that was in me, I welcomed it. I pay attention to it. I wasn't trying to suppress it, to repress it, to change it. I was just allowing it in to its fullest. And it turned into a very intense fear. And if I would keep welcoming this fear, it would just kill me on the spot. And then I thought, well, then, you know, so be it, because I want to know the truth. I want to. So just take me if you want to. And at that moment, this I could see like the fear as thoughts in my mind, but mostly as feeling in my body, almost instantaneously vanish and reduce itself to the sense of me, just the me, the I thought and the sense of me. And then even the sense of me, I thought, vanished, and then there was only the real me, infinite, pure splendor, pure love, discovery, something I had never expected, because the happiness was absolute. Usually, before that, when I was thinking in terms of happiness, I could always, you had the happiness of a plate of chocolate, you had the happiness of good sex, you had the happiness of swimming in the ocean, you had all kinds of happiness, and I could grade them, you know, on a scale, 0 to 10. And however, this one was totally different. It was absolute. Nothing was possible above that. It was a revelation. Anyway, that was it. That was this what I call awakening, which is the revelation that consciousness, which means that simple presence, which is hearing these words right now, and which we believe to be personal, finite, dependent upon the body-mind, was in fact universal, eternal. It was pure love, intelligence. So that was a revelation. And that this revelation, I call it awakening. Self-realization, that's another matter. That's the story so far.
Well, thank you. That's absolutely wonderful. I've had the pleasure of giving the Gayatri Mantra, which you mentioned, and I believe that mantras and sacred sounds can kind of help put us in that space where we can, through silence, experience stillness, which itself helps to precipitate this beautiful, enlightened state of pure being and essence, as you mentioned, and non-movement. It's like nothing is anymore other than pure light, pure love, pure consciousness. And that's part of the non-dual understanding. So, Francis, you have three books, Eternity Now, The Perfume of Silence, and Truth, Love, Beauty, which are all available on Kindle. And can you share a little bit from maybe one of these three books, a little bit of the essence of what you have codified as through your talks and your dialogues that will help our listening audience to themselves come to the point where they can experience stillness so that they can move into this higher state of being?
Yes, well, Christopher, I don't know about the books because these books have been made out of some dialogues I teach. And I don't really come from a doctrine or a principle. Neither was my teacher. I come from the moment itself. You know, whatever is asked in the moment triggers an answer. In a sense, I listen to the question and I listen to the answer. That's why I don't really give speeches. I don't know how to give speeches. But if there is a question, you know, out of this listening, out of this silence, perhaps an answer comes. That's how I live my life.
Perfect.
What is in the book? You know, they have been made. Dialogues have been recorded. They have been edited. Then the transcripts, after it being edited, have been submitted to me for review, and then they have been published. So, of course, I stand by these books, but I don't.
They're not a formula. It's really about the now, and I totally understand what you're saying, because when I do darshan and people ask questions, I have to go deep in the heart, and just the answer comes, and it's different every time. It's not a formula. It's a state of being. Right. So we're going to take a break in just a few seconds for another 3 minutes. And we're talking with Francis Lucille from France on non-dualism and the Advaita teaching. So we'll be back in just a short time.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone to any time.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. And we're speaking today with Frances Lucille from France, a spiritual teacher on non-dual thought or Advaita teachings. So, Frances, I know that breathing is a very important component of yoga and of many of the mystical and spiritual traditions of East and West. From your own experience, what can you share with our audience about the importance of the breath in accessing stillness in order for people to feel a state of deep presence?
Our breathing has been with us since birth. We are so accustomed to it. It is very intimate. It is one of the most intimate bodily sensations. And also it happens, you know, at the very center of our bodies. The diaphragm is near the center of emotions at the solar plexus. So for that reason, we have identified, we as conscious, with this breathing. So, and with the sensations that are associated with it. So by somehow paying attention to the breathing, meaning just seeing it for what it truly is, which is merely a set of bodily sensations, the awareness, the consciousness that was identifying with this set of bodily sensations returns, gets liberated from there, and returns to its non-local true place. So in that sense, this sensation points to the intimacy of our being. Now, the techniques, the breathing techniques, can be used in two ways. In one way is prior to what I had just described as awakening, as this revelation. To facilitate this revelation, to remove some roadblocks of identification with the body. But also, after awakening has taken place, we are now on the path to being stable in this peace and happiness, which is a process I call self-realization. And on this path towards stabilization in happiness, the various exercises in breathing that are used in the various yoga techniques facilitate this disidentification of consciousness from the body, just as other exercises, asanas, etc., disidentify consciousness from contractions in the body or other localizations in the body.
Wonderful. Great. You know, I know individuals that have had this deep awakening And yet I believe that's just the beginning of the process. And I'm glad you talked about the stabilization of happiness toward the process of self-realization, because, you know, in my estimation, through my own mystical experiences, it's one thing to have this flash of enlightenment or satori or this complete sense of oneness with the all. And yet, how do you maintain that? How do you keep that as a daily experience? When you awaken in the morning, it's a new day. You know, you've awakened in a different way. And the key is to maintain that presence night and day throughout the rest of your life. So how do you maintain this state of awakening of spiritual self and self-realization?
Well, this state, as long as you see, as long as we see our true nature, consciousness, and the happiness which is associated with it, as a state that comes and goes, there will be this situation. The first step is to understand that this very simple consciousness, which is hearing these words right now, that seems human, is in fact not human, that it is divine, that it is the place of divinity in us. Meister Eckhart used to say, the eyes through which I perceive God and the eye through which God perceives me are the same eye. And he was referring to this present. We and God share the same consciousness. That was the idea. And so we have to first to be open to this possibility. That's the first step. The second step is that to have, you need the revelation of this truth. This revelation may happen in a very glamorous way, the way it happened in my case, but it may happen also different. Let me take a metaphor. Let's assume you are a prisoner in a jail cell. Then you may get liberated by the cavalry, you know, a full regiment of cavalry with the music and the explosions, and then they come to your jail and liberate you. That's the fancy liberation. Or someone may just put a key in a loaf of bread that is brought to your cell. You eat the bread, discover the key, open the door, you know. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is your freedom, right? You don't care very much about the cavalry and the the music.
Right.
So that's the point I was making. So the second prerequisite is to have this understanding, this revelation, that this simple consciousness is in fact universal, or at least to be open to this possible. And then we have to try to live in accordance with this possible. And that's perhaps when the role played by the teacher is the most important. Of course, the spiritual teacher is instrumental in bringing about the first awakening. But the most important quality in a teacher is that the teacher is established in this peace and this happiness, that he knows the obstacles on the path. And so he can help the truth seeker, the disciple, through his presence, through his advice, and also through the living example he may offer. And sometimes the living example gives us shortcuts. You know, imagine you want to learn how to play the violin. And you buy online a book on how to play the violin. And you read the book and you try. There is very little probability that you are going to play someday as a soloist in Carnegie Hall. Because, you see what I mean? You need a living music teacher who has been there and who can show you. And you will learn through his presence, looking at his fingers, looking at the way he holds the instrument, listening to his tone, listening to his advice. So there is a book or a mere verbal transmission is not enough. So especially for this stabilization. In my case, after this first meeting with my teacher, which was almost concomitant with this awakening, I had a long association of 20 years with him. We become friends, we were very close, and this establishment, this stabilization is an incremental process. After 2 or 3 years, I was quite happy, you know, let's say 90% of the time. And then it took 18 more years to be happy 99% of the time. which is in my view very sufficient, because before that I was unhappy 99% of the time. So between being happy 99% of the time or being happy 99% of the time, there is a lot of difference.
Well, I co-founded a movement called the Heart Center, and I know I've read a little bit about what you've shared from some of your books, and to you, the heart and love is important in this process of maintaining presence. And I, of course, agree. And I think that the spiritual gifts that come to us in this enlightened state are all important in that we always use them through love, through charity, to give to life, to offer the spirit to others from deep within our spirit, our essence, because we become that. There's no difference between the I or the I am of us and the I am of everyone. We merge and blend with all life, including the nature kingdom. Can you speak from now? Actually, we're going to be taking an intermission here in about 30 seconds. When we come back, could you speak about nature and how this has been maybe important to you to maintain that connected state of feeling love flowing through your chakras, through your aura, through your being, so that you can have that self-realized state? So we're talking with Francis Lucille from France. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
So this is David Lewis, and we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest again is Francis Lucille, who lives in the United States, but he happens to be back in southern France for a family matter. And before the break, I asked him about the heart and love. So Francis, tell us about how you feel the heart and divine love is important in the non-dual path of the Advaita teaching.
It is important because love is our true nature. If this consciousness, apparently humane, apparently limited, which is hearing these words right now, is in fact divine and universal, it follows that the universe and everything around us is our true body. If consciousness is universal, the universe is our true body. It follows that everything around us, nature, our fellow human beings, but also the animals, are us as much as we are as a human being. And therefore, when that is lived, not only understood, but lived, there is no difference. There is no separation. And this absence of separation, this universal embrace, if you will, is love in action. It's true love. It is not love that buys something, not love that exchanges, that barters. It is love that is, because that's the way we are. That's the way things are. That's the way we are as conscious. We cannot, and this love is not selective. Love is universal or it isn't. There is no middle ground.
I love that. Love is universal or it isn't. There's no middle ground. That is awesome. You know, I would like to tell our listening audience today that we are giving away a booklet called The Jewel Tree of Tibet. It's an inspirational booklet, and it's a kind of a little ritual meditation or something called the mentor devotion for realizing enlightenment. And Robert Thurman, who is the father of Uma Thurman, the actor, the actress, translated from the Tibetan a book on the Jewel Tree of Tibet, and we received his permission to excerpt from it this wonderful mentor devotion. So we have the booklet, Jewel Tree of Tibet, and if you go to heartcentertalkradio.org and click on the link, we will send you that booklet free of charge, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. The artwork on the cover is absolutely amazing by Tom Miller. And we're very excited to offer this to our listening audience. So you can also sign up on our Heart Center talkradio.org website for a free newsletter. And we will send you another gift of an ebook. And you can read articles on the violet laser light and other timely information and events and messages from the Ascended Masters who sponsor the Heart Center movement and organization, which is based here in Livingston, Montana. So it's been really my pleasure today to speak with Frances Lucille from France today. Frances, if you could leave one key message for our audience today, how would you encapsulate that for them?
Happiness is not in the object, in the perception. We are the very happiness. We are this happiness as conscious. The only party pooper, so to speak, is the belief that this consciousness is separate, that it is dependent upon the body-mind for its very existence. We have to be open to the possibility that such is not the case, that this consciousness is in fact universal, and that is the door to happiness, to intelligence, to love, and to beauty.
Wonderful. You know, I believe that all paths of East and West, all the true mystical traditions, East and West, are really saying the same thing. And whether it's the non-dual teachings of Buddhism or Advaita teachings from India and the Hindu teaching, Taoism, whether it's mystical Christianity, or many of the native teachings that speak of the Great Spirit and of oneness through Mother Nature and the earth itself, there is this overarching understanding and this foundational understanding through our oneness with all life that we are one. And the Antikarana, or the mandala of the universe, the structure of the universe itself, there is this permeating spirit that we are all a part of, that's our true essence, the I am, the great I am that I am. And when we live and move and have our being in and through that essence, which is pure love and pure light, we can put aside all the dualistic and the dividing language that we've used, the divisions that we see in the world with left and right and Republican, Democrat, and liberal and conservative, etc. All of this kind of disappears, and we really do begin to move into a new dimension of beingness. So thank you so much, Francis, from France today. And he'll be giving a seminar in New York when he returns to the United States. And if you'd like to check out his website, can you give us the website name?
It's there are two websites. There is one, francislucille.com, francislucille, one single word, .com. And for my schedule, it's meetup.com/Advaita. Meetup, one single word, .com/Advaita.
So that's one of the meetup groups. Meetup slash Advaita.
Meetup.com/Advaita.
And Advaita is A-D-V-A-I-T-A. And
correct.
Great. So next week, I'll be speaking with Rich Archer, the creator of Buddha at the Gas Pump. And tomorrow, Thursday, I'll be on the Dr. Pat Show, and we'll be talking about near-death and mystical experiences. There's a lot going on with that, with a recent movie about the young boy who died, or well, almost dies and comes back. Heaven is for real. Some of you may have seen it in the movie theaters. It's pretty exciting. And I'll be sharing my own story of almost dying twice in my life, and the impact it had on me and other mystical experiences, and how I've used these to move into my true spiritual mission in this life to bring forth the teachings of the Ascended Masters throughout the world. And also tonight, I'll be having a free Meru University class, and the Master El Moria will be sharing with us about the book Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, which is the book that we published last year, and I traveled all over the Western United States and part of the Eastern Seaboard promoting this wonderful book of the teachings on the aura, the divine aura, the solar aura. So again, our guest today has been Francis Lucille. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. We've been coming to you on the Transformation Talk Radio Network from both Livingston, Montana, and across the globe from southern France with Francis Lucille. It's been a pleasure to be with all of you. And if you have questions or sharing, if you'd like an answer to something that is happening in your world, please feel free to go to heartcentertalkradio.org. And click on the various links, ask a question, and maybe in a future program, I'll be able to share some insights, or some of our other guests will share insights that will help you on your spiritual journey of the heart. So again, God bless you, and stay centered, stay heart-centered, live in the non-duality of the great I Am within you, and radiate joy, happiness, and the frequencies of pure, unadulterated, universal, and non-dual love. So again, David Christopher Lewis, heartcentertalkradio.org. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit heartcentertalkradio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like...
wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.